I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Monday installment of Grant and Danny is underway. What's up? Welcome in. You're locked into The Fan. It's June 21st, 2021. Father's Day in the rearview mirror. How was it, Danny?
Outstanding, my friend. How was yours before I tell you about myself?
It was a smashing success, yeah. I would say.
Perfect day. So I got exactly what I wanted. 3 hours, no children, no wife at home, me, solitude, darkness, low temperature, video games. No one bothered me. No one judged me. Very calm. I had barbecue for dinner. Yes. Hooray for that Father's Day. Perfect.
I got to sleep in a little bit.
Yeah, you did.
Not a lot because I had the 8 a.m. show on MLB Network Radio. But normally, Reagan comes in the room running, jumping in the bed at like 6:50. And right away, my wife jumped up and took her downstairs and started making breakfast and stuff. So that was a lot of fun.
Perfect.
And later in the day, the team went to the pool. And this teammate stayed home and took a little bit of a nap.
Yeah, he did.
So that was fun.
Congrats,
as well.
Man. Big deal.
We did lunch at Yard House. You know, that's a smashola for your boy.
That's your wheelhouse there.
And Kyle Schwarber hit me another couple home runs. So overall,
he should homer more.
My Father's Day couldn't have been a lot better. But hopefully all of you listening who are dads, have dads with us, enjoyed your weekend in some way. Big week of shows ahead getting started today. So NCAA. Tough break for you.
Oh, you hate to see it.
Dan Murphy of ESPN.com is going to join us. He's been writing all day long about the fact that the Supreme Court ruled in favor of college athletes over the NCAA. We'll discuss that with him coming up at 6 p.m. tonight, about 4 hours from now. Huge story in sports. And at 3 o'clock today, I want to bring Justin Kutcher on, who's the play-by-play voice of the Washington Wizards.
Well, why, Grant? Why Justin Kutcher?
So, a couple of months ago, old Justin Kutcher came out on a broadcast and said that he thought Ben Simmons was overrated. And his rationale was he's terrific defensively, but you basically have to hide him on offense. He got death threats, like legitimately.
People got mad.
On social media. Everyone said he was a big idiot. Everyone said he's the dumbest guy on the planet. And everyone got very upset and angry, and he had to deal with that for a little while. Now everyone's saying the exact same thing he was saying. There will be no apologies, because I've been where Justin Kutcher is, by the way. No one apologizes. No one remembers that they told you to off yourself or that they were going to come kill you. Everyone just kind of moves on with their life, and now they agree with you. But I'm going to remind Justin Kutcher that a few months before everyone else, he was in on the Ben Simmons thing.
Last night, they're trying to unpack everything that happened. You know, Ben Simmons' zero field goal attempts in three straight fourth quarters where the Sixers lose two of those three games, including the series, against an upstart Atlanta Hawks team with one star who wasn't even an all-star, didn't make All-NBA, and Trae Young. Well-built young team, and they're fun. They're going to lose to Milwaukee probably, but whatever. After the game, Doc Rivers has asked, Doc, can Ben Simmons be the point guard, be one of the better players on a team that can win a championship? Doc has a choice. He could say, yes, absolutely. Vote of confidence. Yeah, of course. We love Ben. We value Ben. We think Ben's great. That's not what Doc Rivers does. He goes, I don't know about that right now. I don't know. I just don't know. Wait, what? All you had to do was say, yeah, totally, even if you don't think so. He didn't do that. Everyone's given Ben Simmons the side eye these days in Philadelphia.
Well, I would change my name if I was him too today.
Ben Jones.
It's not a good time to be Ben Simmons. Not good for the Ben Simmons business. By the way, there's some tough questions that could be asked about Doc Rivers as well.
Oh, yeah.
My guy had a season where he was a champion. But there's a lot of years where a lot of the buttons he touched in the playoffs weren't the right ones.
He left Boston because he didn't want to be part of a rebuild, right? That was kind of the main thing. Then he went to L.A. And now he went to Philadelphia. And Boston has been to a conference final, and so have the Clippers. They're in one now.
Right.
So, whoops.
But this isn't about Doc. This is about Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is afraid to shoot the basketball.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons just finished off a postseason where he shot the lowest percentage from the free throw line that anyone's ever shot before. He broke Shaq's record. Shaq's 7'3". He's not a point guard. Ben Simmons went games, plural, without shooting in the fourth quarter. And in fact, if you look at Ben Simmons' career in the playoffs, I mean, this is a stunning statistic that I saw today. Shots he's made from outside of 10 feet in 34 career playoff games. You only need one hand to count them, Danny.
Mm.
He has made 5 shots from more than 10 feet away from the basket in 34 career playoff games. Tell me more about Ben Simmons, please. Great defensively. He gets assists and rebounds. That's awesome. I do believe that it is impossible to win a championship with a point guard that is that inadequate offensively. But this was Doc Rivers, if you guys didn't hear it yesterday, when he was asked about if you can win a championship with Simmons as your point guard.
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that, to be honest.
I go, that doesn't sound like
you
oh,
didn't see that one coming.
I didn't see,
did you?
That was a swerve.
Yeah, I didn't have it. Had that in the hopper. All right, so we're kind of doing it already. So let's get into weekend winners and weekend losers. I guess we'll start my weekend losers, Ben Simmons. Can't make a basket. Doesn't even attempt shots. He had a chance. I don't know if it would have been a layup or a dunk in the block next to the rim to go up and just score 2 points very easily. And he passed it up because there was another tiny guard.
There's another player on the court.
Who he dwarfs within the vicinity. So he just decided to kick it out, and then they ended up getting a point. And by the way, Embiid called them out on that after the game. They like asked him for a turning point. He's like, yeah, we turned down the easiest 2 points of our season so that we could kick the ball out and ended up only getting a point via free throw. That was probably when I knew we were in big trouble, and I'm paraphrasing. Simmons, my weekend loser. What about you?
This probably isn't fair, but the process. It's everyone's going to wait for Philadelphia to lose in the fashion that they did lose this ball game. This is a team that won 52, 51, 43 in a shortened season last year on pace for north of 50. Won 49 games this year again on pace for more than 50. Was the number one seed in the conference. Had a legitimate shot at winning a title. But, you know, this Ben Simmons phenomenon happened. So everybody's going to do their autopsy and scream about the process and get very, very angry. Here's what I'm going to tell you. The process was correct. Smart. They did exactly what you should do. Sometimes you don't win the championship. Yeah, you couldn't get LeBron James or you couldn't get Kawhi Leonard at the height of his powers. They have a very good organization and a very good team that may have made a decision or two that didn't go right. They backed the wrong horse. I would have rather had Jimmy Butler and a Jag point guard than invest what they did in Ben Simmons, who's still under contract for a few more seasons. But in retrospect, hindsight, I guess, is 2020 there. But that's the loser today, is that everybody decided this doesn't work, so it's stupid.
Weekend winner for your boy? Easiest decision I've ever made. Kyle Schwarber of the Washington Nationals, who tied the Major League Baseball record on Saturday and Sunday. Home runs in a 2-game span with 5 of them. He hit 2, game 2 of a doubleheader on Saturday night, and 3 yesterday on Father's Day Sunday. So he will have a chance on Tuesday to become the first player in the history of Major League Baseball to hit multiple home runs in 3 consecutive games. Kyle Schwarber has 9 jacks in his last 10 games played.
Unbelievable.
And if you are keeping score at home, you're welcome, Nationals fans. Since he called into Grant and Danny in 7 games, he's 10 for 26 at the plate with 6 home runs and 11 RBI.
Here's the 0-1. Swinging a fly ball, well hit left field. Back on this one, Smith toward the track, near the wall, and it's off the top of the wall. And gone! It's gone! He dunks it off the top of the wall for his 3rd home run of the day. It's Kyle Schwarber's world. Off the top of the fence, a 2-run shot. His 3rd of the day, number 18 of the season. Nationals 5, Mets 2. His first career 3 home run game.
He got off to a terrible start, and everyone was killing Mike Rizzo for signing him. He was hitting barely over 200, 2 home runs in April. He is on pace right now for 42 home runs.
How about it?
He is 2nd in the league in home runs based on basically this heater.
Do you think he has a chance at player of the week?
Only Fernando Tatis Jr. has more home runs in the National League than Kyle Schwarber does right now. Just a complete and utter show that he's putting on. On pace for 42 bombs. That escalated quickly.
A week ago, he was on pace for like 26, you know, and you're like, ah, this is nice. But now all of a sudden, he's more than himself, and he's carrying them on offense because Juan Soto's not Juan Soto-ing at this point. Turner, understandable little cold snap. He had a nice weekend as well. But, you know, Josh Bell hasn't done it yet. Castro isn't doing diddly or squadoosh. Victor Robles has zero homers. And here comes the best leadoff hitter in the world, Kyle Schwarber.
Think about the discussions we've been having about these guys all year.
Uh-huh.
He's one back of Ronald Acuna, who feels like homers every other day.
Yeah, every other highlight on MLB Network is Acuna going yard.
He's three back of the guys who we've been saying are jockeying all year long for the Major League lead.
It's amazing.
That's what happens when you homer five times in 2 days, I guess.
So that's obviously the number one winner. So that's not thunder stealing. That's included. I'm going to add the Nationals pitching staff. How about this in June for the Nationals? Games started. They're starters in June. Basically without Scherzer, certainly without Strasburg, a 2.14 staff ERA among the National starters. That's more Paolo Espino than you'd want. That's a lot of Joe Ross. That's Eric Fetty. 2.14 June ERA for their starters. Over the last 10 games, I believe they have a 1.52 team ERA. What is going on? Is this the mid-90s Braves? Smoltz and Glavin and Maddox? It is not. It is a bunch of 4A Freddies dealing right now. It's been unbelievable.
You need it. You're getting it.
Got to have it. 8-2 over the last 10.
Yeah, they've saved their season. Almost single-handedly, Kyle Schwarber has willed the Nationals into having a shot in the NL East.
Yes.
They needed to take 3 out of 4 from the Mets. Anything less than that would have kind of cemented the fact that they're not going to be able to get out of sell mode by the deadline. But because they were able to gain 2 games, they're now 5 back in the division and 6.5 back in the wild card. And with a series coming up in Philadelphia starting tomorrow, if you're able to roll through that, win that series, they could be within striking distance in the division a few days from now. Now, you could easily go the other direction, but they're within 3 of .500. So give them credit. It has been an awesome run. They are playing really good baseball, and it is Schwarber-led. I'll give you another winner. Devin Booker last night had his first triple-double in his playoff career, and the Suns are up 1-0. Trying to win the Western Conference Final and get to the NBA Finals. He had 40 points, 11 boards, and 13 assists. I'm rooting like hell against the Suns now, who I was rooting for all postseason, because Suns and Four guy was in the stands last night taking selfies with lines of people, just hundreds of people lining up to get this jackass's picture. And I was literally yelling about it. My wife came and grabbed my phone and said, "You have to get over this. I hate that person, and I hate everyone that lives in this country pretty much." Having said that, I will root against them, even though that was the team I was pulling for all along. But go Clippers now, because that guy's not a member of your fan base, and he won't be happy if you win, and that's all I care about. But Devin Booker, your winner of the weekend, 40-11-13.
He is splendid. He really is good, man.
It last night that said he's the new Kobe? Was it Stephen A. Smith? Someone said he's going to be the next Kobe, and I thought, I guess I could kind of see that. Like, his game, he is electrifying. He can shoot the lights out. He can score from anywhere. He can take you off the bounce. He can hit shots. He is an unbelievable talent. I love watching him.
Yeah, he is a world-class scorer and operates just in such a smooth way. Like, he and Beal are two of the most similar guys. He's a better shooter than Beal right now. I mean, Beal for years was a really good catch-and-shoot player, and that seems to have gone away a little bit as Beal's offensive game has kind of advanced. But Booker has every tool in the bag, man. He gets buckets. I think the Clippers will win this series. This is what they've done in each of their previous series is they get punched. They sort of have to regather, kind of figure it out, and then they come back and play really well. And we'll see, you know, how healthy Kawhi Leonard is as things go. But I do think the Clippers ultimately win it, but that was fun yesterday watching Phoenix go about it. I like the way that team's put together. James Jones, man. Sometimes executives are just right there, and they do a really good job.
Here's what I want to do today, and I don't know if we're going to be able to pull it off, but this is what I want to do. I want to send Ryan out to a basketball court nearby. There is one outdoors in the heat just across South Capitol Street, like by Zimmerman Field. You know where that is right there by the ballpark?
Yeah, of course. Across the South Capitol, as you said.
So I want to send him out to take 100 free throw shots to see if he can beat Ben Simmons' 34%. Ryan, can I get a height and weight from you, Ryan, at this point in your life, please? And age?
Right now, I'm 5'11", 275.
Okay. Very good. And how old are you?
21.
Okay. And when's the last time you played pickup basketball?
Literally like 5 days ago.
Okay. Would you consider yourself like in game shape for hoops? Like, are you, is your shot in a good place?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My shot's always been in a good place, in my opinion.
I'm very sure about that.
You know,
in my
opinion. Trying to figure out what Ryan lacks, and it's not confidence.
No, it's not. So, but you feel good about topping Ben Simmons. Like, there's that video, there's the TV show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? If I'm trying to play with you, are you better at shooting free throws than Ben Simmons? You think you win that challenge?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Not even close.
You get 100, you're going to make more than 34 of them.
Yep. 30, at, I would say at least 40.
You're going to shoot 40%. This guy just said he had a great shot, by the way, and now he's alleging that he's going to shoot 40%. But here's the problem. As of right now, Darius can't go. He's got to run the board.
Mm-hmm.
You and I can't go because we're here.
We got to sit here.
I guess theoretically, you could walk across the street with him if you really wanted to and broadcast what's happening. But I can't just send him over to shoot shots and then to call in and tell us what he shot. Are you going to trust what he tells us? Is gospel?
Now, here's the thing. If we didn't have the great lying incident of 2021.
Oh, good point.
Then I probably would. But he was willing to lie to his mother. And not just once, for like weeks. You know? How do I feel like he's going to turn around and tell us the truth about how many he makes?
So who do we send with him? There's no one else in the office right now.
Nobody's here.
Is there a listener nearby in the Southeast D.C. area who's willing to accompany Ryan at a basketball court and call in and tell us how he's doing shooting free throws? 800-636-1067 if you're willing to be a radio correspondent today for the Grant and Danny Show.
An official correspondent.
This means you've got nothing better going on in the middle of the workday on a Monday at 220 or 220, depending on what show you're listening to with our guy JP. But at 220.
Uh-huh.
We need someone to help us out here.
If you're available, come on down.
I think what we need is someone to record it.
Yep.
Because then we could do a time-lapse thing where we just show the shots and you can see him hit 35 or not, potentially. But I want someone who can be on the air via cell phone telling us how he's doing. He's 10 for 46. He's 13 for 53.
Yeah, so we'd record the video on Ryan's phone and then this person would use their phone to talk to us.
I think that's the
play. That's the way to do it, right?
Again, this is my big idea. 22 years ago in radio, we'd just have six people we could tap into, and we would have already been out at the court filming this, and 83 listeners would have been there.
Exactly.
We're just a midday show in the number six market in the country, so we'll probably just have this idea, and we'll all talk about how cool it would have been, and then Ryan will sit here, and we can't actually pull it off, because why would we be able to?
How could we do something like
how
that?
How could we expect it?
The logistics are
to
just
do
impossible.
Something fun, when we could just sit here and throw out a topic about the football team and take some calls on the name. However, that's my idea. So if anyone's got an idea of how I can pull this off today, call me at 800-636-1067.
Let's lead with yes. Let's lead with yes. How can we do it?
800-636-1067. I asked Cody, who was a very hardworking guy.
Yep.
Works on the midday show. He was like, oh, I'll kick all the rocks. But in fairness to him, he had to go. He's coaching baseball. And then no one else works here. Like, literally no one else.
There are no
is
other
here.
Employees. Everyone's remote.
So that's where we are right now. But that's what I want to get done today, is can Ryan outshoot Ben Simmons? Maybe we'll just turn it into him shooting like paper into a basketball, into a trash can or something like that. Might be our best bet. Kutcher at 3 o'clock. Another thing we can do about this Ben Simmons thing?
Mm-hmm.
Mundane tasks that people are afraid of doing.
Because we've all got some.
He's petrified to shoot.
And it's a huge part of basketball.
You have to be
it
able
to. It just is.
G&D on the Fan. Next, everyone wants to talk about the name change. I think there's actually something way more important with this team that nobody's talking about. We'll get into that on the Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, my dream might be coming to fruition here. We may actually, based on having the greatest listening audience in the history of radio. They came with us from middays to afternoon drive. I believe we might have a taker.
What?
Willing. I got to confirm this. Willing to follow Ryan over to a local basketball court in D.C. and help us record him shooting shots and be our on-air correspondent, grading his form and letting us know how he's doing in his quest to outshoot Ben Simmons. By the way, at the end of the day, I think this is one of the easiest tasks Ryan could be given in the sense that all he has to do is hit 35 out of 100 free throws.
Only slightly easier than, are you taller than that kid? You know what I mean? Like, you win. You know, like this is as easy an athletic feat as you can possibly have. This is the smallest hill to climb.
Which speaks to how unbelievably unacceptable it is that Ben Simmons shot 34%, the worst in the history of the league, from the free throw line in these playoffs. The Wiz were fouling him with like 7 minutes left in quarters just so that the 76ers couldn't score points. But Janice is going to be on the line. Let's bring her on right now. It sounds like she might be willing to help us. So, Janice, are they telling me the truth? Are you willing to participate today?
Look, I was looking for any reason to not go to my Orange Theory class. This is as good as any.
Yes!
Let's go!
Yeah!
Get out of Orange Theory.
Screw fitness.
Help us out. So here's what we're looking for, Janice, and you can you can bail if you need to. We're looking for someone who is willing to accompany Ryan to the court over by Zimmerman Field, right off South Cap. We need his camera being used to record him shooting just so we can see his form, and then we're going to need some occasional call-ins from you to let us know how he's actually shooting.
Yeah, that sounds good. Do you have a little tripod for his? I'm like thinking about, like, I've done hour-long time lapses before. It's going to need to be on a charger and it's going to need to be on a tripod.
This is a good
point. I can't seem to find my tripod.
Very official. This is a great question.
See, this is why we need an adult.
One time Danny did a stand-up show for the radio station and we were just trying to throw something together, you know, slap D. And Danny said to our boss, well, who's got the God mic? I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, who's going to flash the light when I have 60 seconds left? And CK was like, I don't know what you mean. So this is Janice has done this thing.
Yeah, Janice does events.
She does events. She's an event planner, and she's willing to do this, but she needs it to be Janice caliber.
So we may not have, 100 shots in us. We may have as many as it takes to get it. Hopefully Ryan's phone is pretty charged up. But I think there's got to be like a picnic table or something. We can just like prop it up against an object.
Yeah.
Let it roll. Okay. And what you're saying is correct. And then basically you're also the correspondent on the scene. Like I want you to do it like you're in front of like a war-torn nation. You know, where it's like, we go now live to Janice. And you're like, the bombs are bursting. Like, and Ryan's just throwing bricks up. Like, that's the kind of thing I have in mind.
I'll do my best, Danny. I'm not funny, and I really don't know anything about basketball form or, proper free throw.
But that's even better.
Angles.
I think it's going to work.
That's even better.
All right, it's 2:30 now, which is when I have my dentist appointment.
Oh, thank you.
So I should probably run out the studio. When do you think is a good time to meet Ryan at the basketball court? When
can
you get
over
there?
I can be there in 20 minutes.
All right, so what about?
I can be there in 20 minutes.
All right, let's do you guys going to meet? Can you meet her at 3? You got to turn your microphone on. This doesn't bode well, by the way, for him making all the baskets.
No, he's going to do it.
All right.
I got it. Yeah, I can be there by 3.
3 o'clock?
Let's go. Let's go.
All right, Janice, Ryan, we'll see you there at 3.
And then I had another thought.
Okay.
If you get a second person, we could use them to throw the basketball back to him.
That's a good point.
Like a professional rebounder.
But the reason that we're having you do all of the work that you're doing is because there's no other people.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
You're
maybe
the crew.
Someone just tuned in. You know, maybe someone just tuned in, heard the concept, and was like, "Oh, I can go be there
yeah,
too."
Yeah, she gets it.
Indeed. All right, so Ryan, you're gonna have to get your own rebounds. But frankly, he's gonna be hitting nothing but net so much.
It's gonna
the ball
just bounce
just
right
come
back.
Right back.
It'll bounce right back.
We'll be okay. I'm not stressing about.
You're
that.
Not worried about that.
No.
By the way, he's gonna break so much of a sweat. Do you know how hot it is outside today?
Oh, it's steamy outside.
It is warm. And he keeps saying he thinks he has a basketball in his car. 92% chance
dear.
He doesn't have a basketball. Janice, do you have one in case?
No.
No.
I don't.
All right. I'm going to trust that Ryan does. He keeps saying he thinks he does.
All right. Well, Danny knows how to, you know, you can DM me on Twitter or message me on Twitter if I need to stop and get one.
Okay. 2:32. Ryan, you're going to be there at 3. And we will have Janice on the horn right after we get off the line with Justin Kutcher, about 3:10 or so.
Nice.
To set the table for the free throw challenge. If you're just joining us, Ryan will try to outshoot Ben Simmons today, who hit 34% of his free throws.
That's such an unbelievable total.
And we'll plan on first pitch, first throw, first free throw, first shot. First shot will be in the air at 3:12. How about that? So they're going to meet at 3. They'll get everything set up. And then at 3:12, we'll be shooting. And Janice, because it's so hot and gross, we do want to get you in and out as quick as possible. Hopefully Ryan will knock these down and we'll send you on your way.
That sounds good. I'm going to change into shorts.
All right. Good work.
Thank you, Janice.
Appreciate you.
All right. I'll talk soon.
It's going to be very hot. Now, Ryan, did you get her number? Unlike when Charles Barkley was on and you forgot to get his number so that you can meet up with her.
Yes, I did. I messed up that one time, but I won't do it a second time.
My God, this is why I love him.
He learns.
Makes one mistake, and the next thing you know, he's on.
Ryan Early was texting my house. You can't text a house.
He did, by the way, over and over again, just text the landline.
I'm just trying. I can't respond because you can't text a house. The furnace don't talk back.
Janice bailing us out.
Look at Janice.
Here we go.
Here we go.
How do you feel, by the way? Are you nervous now that this is actually happening? What if you don't hit 35 out of 100?
There is no bad scenario out of this. I am hitting 35, and I'm actually predicting I hit 35 of 70 real quick, just off the jump. I'll hit 50%. Oh, Double rim, single rim, triple rim. I'm hitting it.
So you think you're going to pummel Ben Simmons?
Easily. Easily.
Easily?
Eazy-E.
What?
Eazy-E.
That was
the
dumb
rapper.
But I got it.
Eazy-Lee? What was that?
I don't know. I was just emphasizing the E. Or the eye.
Yeah.
Whatever. Same thing.
Is it though? I'm excited about this.
I just love him.
I love, one of my favorite things about Ryan is the initial burst of confidence and then the slow, very methodical backing off. This isn't all things. Ryan Nish is like, yeah, I could do that.
You think he backs off?
Yeah, very slowly but surely. Remember, this is I'm buckets, this is easy, my shot is great. Now he's like, I might get 50%. You know what I mean? Like, it starts very bodacious.
No, but here's where you're botching it. He has said 50% all along, while at the exact same time, the correlation was, I'm an incredible shooter. He just is out of lack of an incredible shooter.
Maybe that's it.
Like, he's never once said he's going to shoot 82%, which a lot of people would profess,
sure.
And then they find out they have to shoot.
Very loose definition of great.
I actually think he's going to crush this, because I do think, and I could be wrong, I just think 35% is so minuscule and easy to do that there's almost no way. He played high school sports. He's in the gym a few days a week now to try to cut some LBs. He's done a really good job. I think if you found like a much older person in their 70s or something who hasn't done anything in a while, it might be really hard to shoot 35%.
To regain the form.
A 21-year-old guy who might have a basketball in his trunk, who played basketball semi-recently, I think that's easy to do.
Well, there's a thing about this, and I can't remember which. I think it was Rick Barry who shot his free throws underhanded. It was a member of the Barry family. And his point is, if you're not excellent as a shooter, everyone should do that. But everyone's embarrassed. Malcolm Gladwell has spoken about this a number of times on various podcasts and outlets. This is a tool that's available to you. You shoot it underhand, you flip it up there, and you could do it very soft so that you get rolls, you could bank it in. But because of the stigma, guys would rather do what Ben Simmons does and just throw up masonry. Throw up Cole Hamels fastballs and changeups towards the side of the iron. It should never happen. If you can't shoot 70% as an NBA player that isn't Shaq, and Shaq's fingers and everything are gnarled from being hacked and beaten all to hell.
I'll even give these bigs, these like 7-plus footers, and some of these guys now like Joel Embiid just go up there and it's nothing but net
buckets
constant.
Like anything else, yeah.
But if your hands are twice as big as a human hand and it's just all fingers, like you said, and you're trying, like, you can't properly shoot. Shaq used to have to put the ball on the tips of his fingers
yep.
and push it to the basket.
It's like you shooting a softball. Like, that's what the basketball is to him.
Or even, honestly, like a golf ball.
Yeah.
Like, try to, it slides around in your hand and it gets stuck to your fingers and it doesn't roll off the fingers just so. That's what he has to deal with. But this is, I understand he's not the size of a normal guard. It's so unacceptable. It's like when Westbrook went through that issue early this season where he was going 2 of 8 and 3 for 11 okay. from the line. How does that happen? So I think Ryan's going to do it, and we're going to find out now. My dream's going to come a reality because Janice is going to step up to the plate here, and she's going to get over there with him and record him shooting free throws. So make sure you're listening at about 3:15 or so when we start the challenge. Now, I will say we can't just have the entire challenge on the air because to hear miss make doesn't do anybody any good. We will occasionally check in, and then I want him to hold steady when he's closing in on passing Ben Simmons.
Yeah, like I want to hear that he looks very tired.
Yes.
Now he's sweating a lot, and now he's nervous, or his form looks good. He's missed 4 straight. I want to hear about that kind of stuff.
I also hope, I don't think this is going to happen, I am hoping for drama.
Yeah.
What if he's at like 94 shots and he's at like 32 makes?
Because it's one of those double outdoor rims. You know, right? It's a little hard. Exactly. It's very unforgiving.
First of all, it's 100 degrees.
Yeah.
And second, there's like 16 rims stacked on each other. And so it just bounces back and forth 4 times.
And he's got
and
some kind of
out.
Rubber ball instead of like a nice one. You know, they're extra bouncy.
If he's like 32 of 96.
He's using a dodgeball.
And he's sweating it literally and figuratively. And he's got to knock a few down to get past Ben Simmons.
Dramatics.
To me, that's all of a sudden Janice is like channeling Spiro Ditas, and she's like way over the top on the call. That's the apex of what we're looking
for. That's what we want. That's why we're here.
But it's going to be, I think, a comfortable surpassing of Ben Simmons. And we can just claim in this aspect, our guy Ryan, our assistant producer, better at basketball than Ben Simmons.
Yeah, Ryan can't guard 5 positions. You know, Ryan can't make it difficult in opposing point guards. Ryan can't get a double-digit NBA assist. Ryan can shoot free throws better than Ben Simmons.
Ryan can't get triple-doubles to knock the Wizards out of the playoffs. But in this regard, if Ryan's on the floor, Scott Brooks isn't going to hack a Clary.
That's right.
If Ryan's on the floor, Scott Brooks has to rely on his defense to actually get stops in the half court.
Hackett Clary popped me.
He's not going to do it, though.
He's not going to do it.
Because Ryan's a better free throw shooter. You send him to the line and Ben Simmons to the line, Ryan's expected point total higher. I'm excited about this. Grant and Danny on the Fan. So we mentioned we wanted to get into this. We'll do it next. So much talk about the name change. There is something about this team that is probably a way bigger deal that no one seems to want to talk about. Why is it being forgotten? That is next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, Ryan just left the studio. He has a basketball. Got it out of his trunk. If you want to see what Ryan's shooting form looks like, tweeting a picture right now at Grant H. Paulson. Danny, you held the ball. You dribbled the ball.
Yes.
What do we think? Is it a decent basketball?
It's good basketball. It's a little bit underinflated, so it'll be slightly more forgiving on the outdoor rim, but it's not unacceptable. It'll be just fine, and Danny, it'll suit our purposes. It is a basketball for basketball shooting.
So I would say that he's better off with that kind of a ball. I mean, yes. On a double rim, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Any kind of rim. A little bit underinflated is very forgiving.
Okay. I'll take that. I'm going to tag Ryan in this here. Hopefully we can get him a couple follows. This is our assistant producer at Ryan Cleary 11. He is about to try to outshoot Ben Simmons. I'm going to tweet that out at Grant H. Paulson. Confidence level that he does it. Now, I don't think I'm going to hold him to this, but when we get him on the horn, we can bring this up. He just said, brought this up on his own, just extreme confidence. He goes, I actually think if I don't do it, there should be some type of punishment.
That's how confident I am. No, that wasn't even on the table, but thank you.
Why are you doing that? No one's trying to, like, we're nice, you and I. We're, like, not the hosts that are trying to, like, just ruin this guy or have him do terrible things.
Yeah, you got
to
wax your back. We're not doing that.
That's not our plan. That's not, we're trying to, you know, put him over and, you know, get him a little run. And he's, like, desperate to try to get us to do mean things to him. I don't understand why he's like that. It's a weird thing.
Bless him.
We'd have to, like, talk to a psychologist. What's going on with this guy? But anyway, I'm going to say we don't even put that on the table. I know you have a little bit of interest, though, in possibly punishing him if he doesn't do it, since it's his own idea.
It was his idea. So I wasn't going to bring it up, but he brought it up. So, for example, it's 96 degrees outside, or it feels like it's 104, which to me means, by the way, it should just be called 104, because I don't care what the thermostat says. I care how I feel. Anyway, what if he just has to stand shirtless? Got to stand there shirtless on the basketball court for 10 minutes. Just get sunburned if he misses.
I don't like that.
10 minutes? That's too much? Just stand there sweating?
I think that's a lot.
10 minutes.
Also, there's something to be said, as a portly guy myself.
Yeah.
I don't like shaming other portly fellas.
Listen, he brought it up.
I know he did.
That's why it's on the table. I wouldn't have suggested anything had he not brought it up.
When he's on the line, we could take his temperature on it. We'll see if he actually wants a punishment. I don't know why he would. Hopefully he hedges and just backtracks on that.
It's a weird thing to opt into. If the hosts don't say you're going to be punished, and he's like, I should be punished. Hey, all right.
Ryan's actually on the line right now.
All right, here we go.
As he's walking over. So, Ryan, you're outside now?
Yep, I'm outside. It's pretty hot. I'm not going to lie.
Hot enough that it's going to throw off your shot and you're going to be sub 34%?
I don't know. I don't know, actually. I think I'll be okay. I'm battling some cars right now, as you can hear, probably. I don't know. Maybe I'm just yelling. But it's super loud. I think I'll be okay. I think I will.
Maybe you were right, Danny. He is starting to hedge in his confidence.
He's over the hedge.
No. I'll be fine. Trust me.
All right. When you get over to the... I want to know when you first start to sweat, though, because it's so hot outside.
I'm already sweating.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm. I was outside for 5 minutes earlier. Sweat.
It's hot.
All right. When you get over to the court, let us know. Send a text. Hit up Darius, whatever, and we'll check in. About 3:12, we're hoping to throw the first shot from the free throw line if Janice is over there. She should be meeting you in about 10 minutes.
Got it. I'm going to send Janice a text. We'll get it together. And Ben Simmons, I'm coming for you.
All right.
Love it.
There it is.
I love it.
Ryan Cleary. A couple people, just based on the image I tweeted, said he's going to beat Ben Simmons. I don't know what they like about that picture.
He's a human being holding a basketball. So he's got an advantage.
Right. They're like, oh, that guy's fairly young and has arms, so he should be able to shoot more free throws through the basket than Ben Simmons. The thing real quick I wanted to mention, why does no one ever talk about the new stadium? I feel like every time I listen to radio, we're I guess, guilty of this, although we talk about the stadium a lot. Whenever it is that I'm reading about Washington football team's future, it's name change, name change, name change. I care so much more about the new stadium than I care about the name as it pertains to the future of the organization. Like, whatever the name is, I'm going to eventually come around on. There will be a time, give it enough years, where I forget that they used to not be that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think day-to-day about the Bullets. I think about the Wizards. I hate the name Wizards. I love the name Bullets. I'm over it. It's years have gone on. I don't wake up every morning upset. But the stadium, to me, is a game changer, because if it's not great, if it's not what it could be, you get one chance to do this right for like 30
shot,
or 40
man.
Years. To me, that's way more important.
100%. And I understand why people are fascinated with what something is called. You know, everybody has an agenda. Everybody has some sort of mission. Everybody has their own idea. And you're the first person, I promise you, to think of the potato. And it's very, very funny. And you should keep calling into shows and telling people about the potato idea that you have. But beyond that, I don't go to the home games of my favorite team. I hate that stadium. I vowed to never, ever return once. I haven't been back. I've been offered all sorts of tickets and complimentary things, and amazing people have reached out in very kind ways and offered me all sorts of stuff. I will never go to that stadium again. That's a huge deal. There's a lot of people like me that hate that place. Make a place awesome, that changes. Now, I understand it's all tied to winning to some degree, but there's a lot of room that has nothing to do with how good they're on the field or not. That place stinks. I'll never go again. I would go, even if they're just okay, or if they're a 7-9 team or whatever, if I felt like I wasn't going to get screamed at by opposing fans and logistically things were thought out very well. I would go. I would go again to a new stadium. That's important. That, to me, is way bigger than what they're called.
Do you think the reason people don't talk about this as much is because it's harder to screw up a new stadium where you're just paying a lot of money for something state-of-the-art and brand new than it will be a name? Because I do think the floor for a name is much lower. Like, let's say they build a new stadium and we don't love it. Like, Nats Park initially, by the way, I think people have grown to like it even more. But I remember there were a lot of complaints and critiques about Nats Park in its infancy because it lacked some nuance to D.C. or personality for the Nationals, or it looked like, you know, one of the ballparks elsewhere just got dropped into D.C. There were a lot of complaints, and people have come around on it. But that was the worst thing that could happen, is people say, oh, you didn't hit a home run with this stadium. Like, if they're going to hit a home run on the stadium or the name, I'd rather them hit a home run on the stadium by far. But I do think messing up could be a lot worse with the name, quote-unquote, than the stadium. Because you're spending $1 billion, you're going to get something passable that is going to be okay and a massive upgrade.
I hear that. I think, to me, it's because it's less tangible. In other words, right now, it's all in the planning phases. You get some city council member meeting with some other city council member, talking to some businessman, and then that's sort of where your development is. With the name, every so often, it keeps coming up, right? Whether it's, you know, Jason Wright saying, hey, we've got these suggestions, or this is where we are in the process. With the stadium thing, it's nothing but a pipe dream or something far away until you actually have a shovel in the ground.
A guy named Big Baller 23 says, I can't tell from that picture if Ryan's 15 or 45. I want him guarding me in pickup. Let's talk to Justin Kutcher next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.